You know, like when you're in a dream and you wake up, you do not really lose anything, you gain something. And this is what happens when we wake up. We're afraid of waking up because our ego part of ourselves is afraid of its death. It's afraid it's going to lose something. Just like when you're back in the corner by a monster in a dream, you're afraid you're going to die, but when you force yourself to wake up because you don't want to get killed by the monster, you think, ooh, man, that was just a dream. You don't really have any sense of loss. So when we return to the soul after death, after we pass through the astral zone, we reunite with our soul and there's an awakening. And we have a higher state of consciousness, a higher understanding, but we haven't yet returned to the Father. This is still the realm of the sonship. We have to pass through quite a number of incarnations and overcome certain things here before we can go beyond the realm of the soul back to where our spiritual, true spiritual home is. And this has taken like billions of years to get where we are and to ascend as much as we've ascended. Yeah, Susan?
My grandmother, but she used to tell me that even from the time I was a small child, that our bodies come and go, but our souls last forever. And I never forgot that. Is do you think that that's what she was talking about?
Well, yeah, that's true. We have an eternal part of ourselves, which is true. Well, she's talking about pretty much what she said about the, you know, we have an eternal nature. What we're trying to do right here is wake up to our eternal nature and where we are. Okay, we decided to play some games, and we came down here with certain ideas in our minds. And then when we get here, we have a lot of difficulties. We go through pain, illness, divorce, broken relationships, all kinds of problems. And then we come down here and we think, boy, God must really be some type of mean guy, put me through all this stuff. I don't know if I even like God. But it wasn't God that did it. It was us, the sonship, the group of sons that decided to come down here. We planned this whole thing and created the whole universe and came down here and were excited about it, like it says in the book of Job, the sons of God shouted for joy when they saw the earth was ready to be populated. So we're excited about this. But now many of us want to go back to spirit. But what makes it difficult for us is there are certain things still ingrained in us from our original plan. We came down here with an original plan to go through all kinds of stuff. We may feel like we're done on the outside, but on the inside, there are things that are holding us back from returning to spirit. There's things that are holding us back. That makes it kind of difficult. Because look at Curtis over here, he really wants to go back to the spirit and in his mind. But on the other hand, you probably still feel that there's a bunch of stuff you'd like to do.
Oh, I like being here, yeah. I'd be unfulfilled.
Yeah. And I bet Ed feels that there's a bunch of stuff he wants to do yet.
He wants to go home real soon.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Even Rain here, she's had all kinds of physical difficulties, but maybe she feels deep inside, boy, you know, I'd like to conquer all these problems that I have and learn how to master them. Maybe that's part of what the higher part of herself is telling her. And so if you wanted to return to spirit right now, you would have to let everything go that you feel is of value in this world. Now think of how hard that would be. Now, A Course in Miracles makes a very interesting statement around this. It says that to go home, all you would have to do is make a decision and zap, you could be there. And I thought that was interesting. But then it names all kinds of things we'd have to go through before we could do that. And I compare it to like this. Let's say you're at the Grand Canyon and you're right at the ledge looking down there. And you had a voice come to you and it says, jump and you will be protected. You will be able to fly. Okay, now, if you knew that for sure, it would be really easy. All you have to do is jump. But how many could stand on the edge of that cliff and trust the voice and actually jump? Making the decision is very hard, but if you knew for sure, it would be real easy. And that's the weird conundrum about the whole thing, is if we wanted to return to spirit, we just have to make a decision to jump and let everything go. And if we had full faith in who we are, we could actually do that. But it's difficult for us to do it because we hold on to a lot of things. If you're on the edge of that cliff, what do you want to hold on to?
Your life.
You think, I'm going to lose a whole bunch if I jump.
Our physical elemental doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Well,
there's that, yeah, elemental lives within us. We're a composite of many different lives. And every part of our being doesn't want to make the jump. And so all of our evolution is toward making this jump, where we can let everything go and back to spirit. Yeah.
Isn't that a little bit confused by the fact that when we think of that statement, we're thinking of the personality making that decision? But there's a higher parts of ourselves that really would have to make that decision, because the personality is only a piece of the whole.
Right, the lower self has to make certain decisions to get to a certain plateau, but the decision isn't really made till it unites with its soul.
Ultimately, the monad would have to decide, I'm done, and return to source, right?
Well, the monad is already with source, okay?
But even the monad, a portion of it is projected into the universe.
Yeah, right. So it's the soul that has to return to the monad, right?
But whose decision is it? The Course in Miracles talks about, I want to go outside time and space completely. That would be the decision of the monad itself, right?
The decision always rests with the lowest part of yourself that's there.
You've got to go up through all the...
Right. And you as a personality decide everything that's happening in your life. If you want to go jump over a cliff, your soul wouldn't agree with it. But it wouldn't... It wouldn't prevent you from doing it.
But this personality couldn't decide, I want to go outside time and space. I could decide I want to go back as far as I can, which would be to the soul, or maybe the moment.
Right. Depending on your evolution, you can only decide according to where you are. But to make the higher decisions, you have to go higher in consciousness. And when you're one with your soul, then you can make higher quality decisions.
So that begs the question, has any monad decided to go outside time and space while they're incarnated in this universe?
Okay, the monad doesn't actually make the decision. It's just like when you're in a dream, you don't make the decisions for the dream from your awake state. Okay, you make them in the dream. And when you're awake, you're still in a higher dream, but your soul doesn't come down and make the decisions. You still make them. But then when you get soul contact, you can listen to that Sokan soul, your higher self, and it can guide you in your decisions. Okay, but you, as long as you're in the physical body, you in the physical body makes the decisions. The average person makes the decisions without any advice from the soul. The more advanced being makes decisions in conjunction with the soul. And then when you die and return to the soul, in the kingdom of the soul, you make decisions as a soul. But you're still projected from the monad.